and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. With the reopening of the economy and the resurgence of the virus this summer, hopes for better times ahead have been delayed. Is restarting the economy becoming more and more reliant on a vaccine? Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, and now he joins us by phone. Bruce, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be talking with you today, Mike.
So first of all, give us a quick overview of how our state's economy is doing versus the country as a whole.
We've got some pretty good news to share. For example, the most recent unemployment rate for South Carolina is 8.7%. For the nation, it's 11.1%. So our labor markets are responding to demand for products that we produce a lot of in South Carolina, the automobile industry. But we've got growth showing up in other places as well. Construction, for example, Mike, is strong.
Now, I know you don't have a crystal ball, but tell us, in your opinion, when you think this coronavirus recession will hit bottom and that the economy will once again begin to generate meaningfully positive economic activity?
Well, Mike, I think that we're walking on bottom right now for the national economy. But to sort of get out on that limb that you asked me to walk on, glad to do it, I think we will begin to see glimmers of it in the current quarter, and we will see more evidence of positive real GDP growth in the fourth quarter of this year. But it's probably going to be 2021 or early 22 before we feel like this economy is really trotting again.
Now, I know that many economists over the years have been concerned about massive federal debt leading to inflation. We've been printing trillions of dollars of money and pumping it into the economy, and yet no signs of inflation. Are there any worries there?
We should be concerned about the amount of debt that we are generating that somebody's going to have to pay off. But there is so much excess capacity in the world. Add to that a kind of revolution in the energy sector that has been ongoing now for about 5 years, something that's maybe the canary in the mine. If you look at what is happening to the price of gold, it has really skyrocketed, and we're seeing some meaningful price increases on groceries, food, and lumber products. Sort of interesting, Mike, along these lines, these programs that have been started by Congress in an attempt to try to get the economy moving better, in an attempt to provide relief to the better than 20 million people who are out of work, the bulk of that money that has been distributed has gone into savings. We've got a savings rate of 23%, unheard of. Until that money starts being spent, then the economy is not going to hurry to get going again, nor will inflation be picking up.
Now, do you expect to see any structural changes to our economy post-COVID?
One, I think there's a greater awareness of fragility. The world is more fragile than we thought it was before we had this experience. I think that's going to change attitudes about some form of all-coverage health care, and also the elimination, Mike, of regulations that affect the mobility of resources in the healthcare sector particularly. But the other thing, I think there will be a continued push towards decentralization of work. You don't have to come to the big city and go up to the 40th floor as much as you once did, and that means areas that have smaller cities, less congestion, less problems with growth, will be better positioned for the future. I think we'll see more homeschooling and reduction in long-distance travel associated with business. So we have some interesting changes in the works, that is for sure.
Well, Bruce, as always, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Glad to talk with you, Mike. Thanks a bunch.
Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, which publishes his Economic Situation Report. We will have a link to that report posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.